Sync and Desist, a multimedia network. Please enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of Sync and Desist.
Welcome, welcome. I see Rob is wearing the Nike sandals.
They're slides.
You always get they're sandal. No. You wear the socks with the slides too.
From Atlanta.
And I'm not wearing socks at all.
And you were wondering why my dog was licking your feet. My dog has a foot fetish. He actually does.
For real? Because I was literally wondering why your dog was just licking my ankle constantly.
You put peanut butter on your ankle.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, Rob, so how was your week? There's same no H in week.
Same old, man. Same old. Same just old. Content. Just nonstop trying to go viral one way or another.
That's why you got the TikTok, as you linked on the last episode. Link us up to it. That's right.
Yeah, I'm syncing.
You're with the kids now. No, but it really
outperforming us.
I will say though, TikTok is like, if Vine really showcased our age group and a little bit younger, like as millennials still, but TikTok is total Gen Z.
Have you ever done a Vine?
Yeah, I had a really funny one that got some views. Yeah. it was I was in a hotel and something about like I zoomed in on like the hair dryer and then it zoomed back on me and I said, "That's a really cute hair dryer." Because, you know, it's like the small, like, hotel hair dryer. And then it cuts to me using that hair dryer, but I'm doing it like this, like putting it in my face and smiling. And, like, my hair's blowing back. I had, like, really long hair then, too.
I could see you doing that today.
Yeah. I do have a couple of, I had a couple of TikToks. I just removed them, though, because they're terrible. But, you know.
Like, I had Vine, but I never did anything on it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever did. But like I only have TikTok because I post my reels on there. Mm-hmm. I just try to make sure like both are the reels are 15 seconds long, and I might start dabbling like 30 second ones because TikTok doesn't allow less than 15 seconds, but IG reels do. So that's the only reason why I have TikTok. And because I was telling you, like, I get hundreds of views on my reels and TikToks, even though they're the same thing. But I get like 45 views on YouTube and for a 4-minute video when my 15 second videos get thousands of views. So it's like, I might as well just focus on this micro content, even though like I am starting to think about getting back into YouTube because it's been a few months.
I think you should use your TikTok to help promote your YouTube. Mm-hmm. If people want more long form content, they go to your YouTube, like, and then your short form content.
My whole thing about like blowing up, trying to blow up, I'm trying to go viral, is to point people to like, that's why I have like my website at the end of all of my reels. It's to point people to the real content, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's just trying to get that cross platform going.
I mean, yeah, it's the same with like my music too. It's like the only reason I have social media is to direct people to my music.
If I didn't take photos and shoot videos, I would not have Instagram.
Right, of course. Yeah. And also, I probably wouldn't have as much traction on my music if it wasn't for some of your content that you helped me with. So,
yeah,
give and take, right?
Yeah, yeah. But how has your week been?
Yes. It's been good. Just been trying to like make it work, you know, as far as creativity and work balance, that work-life balance is difficult to say the least. But I think I'm making steps to, because I was telling you about this earlier too. I've noticed like actually looking at my LinkedIn, looking at my resume, I see there's like two routes. I'm sort of at like a crossroad where like I have the obvious like passion project jobs that I've had, and I've have had the just to get by and pay the bills jobs. So like I could either continue down this route longer of the bill payers, you know, like just the, yes, my experience does show I can get another job like this or get something that pays a little bit more and more and more. But that's also time, you know, and life is short. So I'm really looking at it like, or I could grow this other side of the tree, you know, and that is the, of course, the music, the crew, like stage building, all that, like actual media, like the media side of things, which is always my passion. And so I really want to grow that. That's kind of where I'm at. And you're kind of throwing some ideas at me too today. So it's been really cool. But also it just goes back to like what we've been talking about for a long time is, you know, growing our media into a network and basically creating our own jobs. Because I tweeted something recently too about how I believe we're kind of on the, like the cusp of like this renaissance of small business and creatives. Like I was thinking about it the other day, I was like, if we just subtract, you know, support from corporations and then just start putting it back into our own communities, it's like they would collapse up there. Like they're dependent on us. And we keep giving Walmart money. We keep giving Target money, Amazon money. It's like we're making them rich. Like they're not just rich, right? So if instead of buying a cake, you know, at Walmart, you know, why don't you buy from a local baker, you know? So
like OMG Cupcakes.
OMG Cupcakes, Georgia shouts. But yeah, and like for you, you know, it's like this whole pandemic is showing people you don't have to go through a record label. There's a lot of people with like the defeatist mentality right now of like fuck man, like there's no shows. Like what am I supposed to do? Like I can't keep doing this project because like there's no money in it. And it's like, yeah, but also this is like the prime time to create. So it's kind of separating the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, right? So it's like, you know, you're either gonna fall back, you know, and just be, you know, defeat, rest in defeat, or you're going to rise to the occasion. So I'm kind of using this whole pandemic to create and like work with you, for example, too. You know, I don't need a record label. I don't need big time directors to direct my ideas. It's like you're right here.
Future one.
Yeah, exactly. So but if you give enough support to someone, they're going to grow and become successful, like plain and simple. It's a domino effect. So just be more conscientious of where you put your money at. That's all I gotta say about that. So I don't know if you're on the same mind track.
My Cash App is Robert DXN.
Hey, shameless link there, promo. Let's go. Plug.
Yeah. No, but it's like one of those, we're in one of those times where you just have to make your own opportunities. If like these big corporations can find a way to make even more money in this pandemic, we got to try to find a way to make money. Cause like we're the small guy. We got to try to find a way to make it, you know, cause the thing that I liked about and GameStop has always sucked. GameStop was the villain last year. And like beginning of this year is like, no, we got to bet on GameStop because these hedge funders are like getting rich off of betting against GameStop, and they're making billions of dollars. Like, it's time that we, the little people, get our piece of the pie.
Thanks to Reddit.
Yeah. And like we saw how that all went, but like everyone disrupted the system. You know, we the people disrupted the system, and that's what we as creatives have to do. We have to disrupt the system. It's like Netflix was a huge threat to traditional media. Now
everyone has leaned into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like they changed everything. You know, it's like, how dare Disney not put out a Black Widow on Disney Plus? You know, when Soul broke many records.
Right.
But we don't want to risk our white woman. You know,
great movie.
But just do it, man.
Yeah.
Just take a risk. Cause like that's what we have to do. Like we have to think outside of the box, and we have to make our own way, because everyone's thrown off right now. Make your own way.
Yeah. Cause I think this is the time for the little guy. This is not the time for the big guy anymore. I know that there's a lot of people up top that would be very nervous, and they should be nervous about that, because like supply and demand, you know, it's if people want more, like people have been fed up with the TV syndicated version of news media for a long time now. So where do people our age and younger and older go to now? They go to like YouTubers for their source of information. And it's like, it's kind of crazy because like these people aren't, their resume doesn't show that, like they don't work in media, quote unquote, necessarily. Like they're not, I guess what's the, like certified. They don't have a college degree in journalism. And yet, they have a bigger audience now than people that have degrees in journalism that are working as an anchorman or something on TV. It's like more people are actually going to the internet and watching a 24-year-old dude talk about what's going on in, you know, the entertainment industry more than they're going to the guy on TV that's been doing it for decades, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's changing the game for sure.
Like IGN, I think, cause I've applied to IGN before, and like they ask like your educational background, but I wrote for Elo Talk.
You don't have a college degree.
Yeah. I don't have a journalistic degree or anything, like, but still almost 100,000 people have read my articles at the end of Elo Talk.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I figured out how to do it, and I did it a lot, and a lot of people saw it, and that's how just we as little people, we have to do it. Like,
yeah,
we don't need to like be going to, you know, the biggest studios when we can just make our own movie and try to get it on Apple TV in iTunes.
Yeah.
And that's how it was with The Minimalist, the Matt Diabella's documentary that's on Netflix, and then there's a sequel to that also. that just came out not that long ago, but no one was picking up his documentary, The Minimalist, and he had a media like background, but he was on YouTube and he wanted to make a documentary about minimalism. So he made his own movie. No one picked it up. Even Netflix turned it down. And then he put it on Apple TV, on iTunes, and it got picked up by Netflix later. And Netflix was like, okay, so you want to make a sequel? All right. So he was able to make his second movie. But he did it himself the first time.
Right.
You know, so that's how we have to be. We have to just do it ourselves and make our own way, because what worked for, I don't know, James Cameron might not work for the next person, you know? And for sure, it's not going to be how it worked for J.J. Abrams, because not everyone has a dad that's, or family member that's big time already, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't have our own ends. We have to make it. And the way of like social media and just media period is bending towards us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the power back to the people in mm-hmm. some ways. Because for so long, it was just sort of like, there's these guys that had to jump through all these hoops to get to where they are. And then all of us down here, you know, whereas now it's like there's many paths to get there. You don't have to go through this agency and then get these roles. And like, there are actors that are being vocal about that now too. Is it like the way I did it, you know, as a young aspiring actor, like I had to jump through all these hoops to get where I'm at. It's like, you don't have to do that anymore. And they're not even mad about it. There are some that probably are, but, mm-hmm. but like, there are some that are like, nah, man, do it. Yeah. Like you have more resources now than I ever did, like pre-internet age. I mean, can you imagine trying to be a director, writer, producer, actor, musician in like the 1930s all the way to the, you know, 1990s?
They wouldn't have let me be a director.
Well, or they would allow you the opportunity, but you would only
also direct. Officer.
No, but like it would be like black only viewings in theaters and stuff like that. You know, it'd be like, oh, it's a black directed movie. They would try to push you to make a black movie in the way that they think that black people would want, and it would be separated, even segregated. Like
Tyler Perry, like all these white execs told Tyler Perry, there is no audience for the movies you want to make. Tyler Perry now has exit signs with his name on it.
Yeah.
but Girls and Insecure were on YouTube. Now I don't know how many seasons Girls went for on HBO, and Insecure is ending with its fifth season. And Issa Rae is like producing the Set It Off reboot, and she's like, so she's becoming this huge, you know, name in Hollywood, and she just did it on her own.
Right.
You know, she made her own way, and now she has, you know, everyone's eye, everyone's attention, you know. And that's how it should be. You know, like, everyone has this dream, and not everyone's going to see it, and not everyone's going to see your vision to start with, but you have to make them see it. That's the thing about, like, Steve Jobs. He's like, what did he say? I know what you want that you don't even know yet, you know? And he made the iPhone. He made the iPod, he made the iPhone, yeah. And like, you know, so And you can't go anywhere without seeing an Apple product, yeah, one or the other, you yeah know? So it's like,
well,
just make it. And
yeah, because
they'll see it.
A lot of the resentment I've had as a creative for the longest time is like, I always felt like there was this battle, this war between like what I want to make.
Heart and mind?
Yeah. What I want to make versus what people want to see. And to an extent, there is that, sure. But also, if you don't make it, they won't know whether they want it or not anyway. So, mm-hmm. But like, who is the industry to tell creators no and not greenlight something, regardless of what it is, because they think that people won't want that, or that's not going to make us money, when it's like, basically looking back, like you would have probably said no to something that you say yes to today, you know? So like the industry changes constantly because they realize, oh wait, people actually do want this. Oh shoot, let's do that then. Like the Snyder Cut would have never happened if it was 10 years ago.
If it wasn't for the mob.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's like people had to prove to them that that.
And it's really just denial.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Sure. Whatever reasoning it may be. But like there's, you know, it's basically, it was like a change.org kind of way to go about things. It's a hashtag way to go about things. That would have never flown.
And it's a save HBO Max because it's dead on arrival.
Back in the day, you know, you had to write letters to a studio to get what you want. Mm-hmm. And they could just toss them out or not even read them. So the industry definitely didn't listen to people to the level that they are. We bullied Sonic to get changed. That movie Sonic was gonna be gonna look a lot different. No, at least we bullied that company to change their design, but you know what, it ended up making a good bit of money, and now they're making a second one. So,
and it's gonna have Tails in it.
I'm about it. And Knuckles, apparently. So shouts to Sony for actually listening to people. But there's a balance with that, though, because we also shouldn't feel like we have to bend to the will of the mob necessarily. And that's something that we've talked about
the before. The actual mob, you should.
But whoa now, I'm Italian, so you're talking about my people? It's the mafia, I tell you. It's the mafia. It's the banks. I got to slide that in there, Rob. The mafia is the banks. The banks own us all. So, oh, I'm sorry. Was your phone in the microwave? Or okay.
It's downstairs. The microwave's downstairs.
That's right. That's right. No, but yeah, the point is to, you don't need those people that are telling you yes or no, whether your project is worthy of whatever or not. You just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it gets ratioed to hell on YouTube too, because, hey, I brought this point up before. I'll bring it up again. People aren't hating on Justin Bieber like they did when he first came out on YouTube there.
Mm-hmm.
That got ratioed to hell, but he's still making music. And you know what? He's rich. He's got mansions. And apparently he throws eggs at his neighbors. So
people are still mad about that.
I'm sorry. He threw eggs at his neighbor's house a while ago.
Yeah. A while ago. You know, but like you just have to find a way. One way or another, by any means necessary. I know it's not Black History Month anymore, but it's Black History Year. You know, but yeah, I mean,
why did they give y'all the shortest month, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because we black.
It's certainly cold, too.
And we got to share it with love with Valentine's Day and President's Day.
Mm.
When a lot of presidents
had
slaves. But
and also, like, Texas froze over, too, a little while ago. Yeah, so.
No. But American Skin, Nathan Park. That's Nathan Parker. He just made American Skin by himself. Like, he put up his own money. Like, didn't he win the Academy Award for Birth of a Nation?
See, I don't know. I haven't paid attention to the award shows in a little while. So.
But
not that they really mean a whole lot.
Yeah, but
is pretty huge, though.
Yeah, he's had this huge career, and a lot of people try to cancel him for whatever reason. But he just made his own movie, and it got out there, and it took 2 years because I think they shot in 2018, 2019. But he made his own movie. He told his own story, and that movie is one of the most impactful movies I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I rented it and then turned around and bought it immediately on Apple TV. When you make something yourself, you hold the power of what you get to say. You know, if even in music, so many times, you'll see one song, the original version of it meant one thing, but it's we gotta change that. You can't say that. We're paying for it. You can't, same in movies, you can't depict that. We're paying for it. So it's just do it yourself. You have control over it. It's your vision. You have the voice. Yeah.
Yes,
you get to use your voice however you want to when you create it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Battle of Heart and Mind were signed, they could have easily said, "Yeah, I don't want Carr to be starring a black cast." They could have easily said that, you know, and it could have been, you know, a white cast.
Yeah.
You know, later. But.
Or they would have picked my director for me.
Mm hmm. Yeah. Sure wouldn't have been black either. No, but.
I don't like. As a creative, I don't like feeling like, yes, someone is funding the project, but they're also, because they are funding the project, they're sort of hanging the overall concept over my head and going, they're sticking their hands too much all over it, basically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that, you know? It's like, I'm the one making the art, you know? So I'm all for crowdfunding and personal funding projects and just putting the money back to the small creators' hands and not supporting the big guys anymore. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I was just watching $1 Million Worth of Game, and they had DaBaby on, and he said the exact same thing. He's like, I pay for my own music videos and they'll be $100,000, but it's my money because I get to put what I want in that video. I get to direct that video. We'll just give my story to that video, and it's done exactly how I want it because the studio the label never put up money for it. It's mine. So just create it yourself, build it, and they'll come.
The best Power Rangers movie ever is the Joseph Kahn one. Bootleg Power Rangers movie.
I thought you were going to say Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Nope.
I think the studio's behind that one, man.
Yeah, nope. Nope, the R-rated bootleg.
That was supposed to come to Netflix, and it never heard of it.
Best Power Rangers movie ever.
Yep.
That 15-minute, 20-minute movie is a masterpiece.
You saw titties.
Saw titties, saw smoking crack, or snorting crack, blood, saying the F word everywhere.
And now it's controversial. Batman says the F word. The four-letter F word. He better not say the three-letter F word. Batman will for sure get kicked. Yeah. If he turns around and calls Joker the three-letter
Oh, man.
You better not.
Rob, where can the people find you?
You know Batman voted for Trump. My favorite hero, you know he voted for Trump. Let's get real.
I mean, powerful money empire people. Yeah.
He made millions in the pandemic, Bruce Wayne did. You know it. But I guess I'm going first. you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at RobertDXN and RobertDXN.com and TikTok and Twitch at RobertDXN, RobDXN. And you can find Brad where?
On Instagram at Brad Palloon and Twitter at Brad_Palloon. You can find my photography at Ghost Proof Photography on all platforms. And you can also find my music at Battle of Heart on all platforms. Yeah, we got to change it up on them a little bit. What about this podcast?
Yeah, threw me off. You can find Singing This Is Where We Find Podcasts. We release new episodes every Tuesday. So please rate, review, subscribe, and share. And we'll catch you next week.
Later.